And for the council, the reason Mark had extensions on here is because the bids came back for the road, and neither developer liked the amount of money.
Yes, it wasn't about neither developer liked it so much as with the, all the other restrictions on roads to put in that no longer became financially feasible. But I worked, as you know, pretty hard on that at last-minute deadline, which was pretty disappointing to me that it was less than 24-hour notice to get that in when it's been talked about for months. But what was Alderman Nelson's role on the grant?
He met with the county at earlier meeting. We talked about the various trails that we're looking at with the county. This was a major part of that discussion. Discussed with them prior to and had a support for the trail. We talked about the need for it, whether it's appropriate to apply for it. So,
Because within the, as I had to stay up till 4 o'clock in the morning and read about all the grant qualifications and all the buzzwords to write a grant, and then put in the grant language, there was a statement that any municipality can apply for as many grants as they like, but that you were supposed to put priorities on those grants. And I had asked Glenn which one was going to get the priority, and I thought that should be a council decision. If we have a competition with 1,000 grants, and we have a choice between taking care of a situation up at the school that we know has been out there for over a decade, and a trail that was previously, as this gentleman mentioned, was not supported, and then the grant applications didn't come before the council in a timely manner, it disturbs me that one might take precedence over the other, as you know, as far as a trail out in a very not very populated area, and one that project that might serve 500 children, and us not being able to have the opportunity as a council to score those on which ones we would prefer. Had the process been followed to apply for the grant previous to the deadline, that would have meant the Tuesday before the Thursday of our notification, we all would have been notified, and that means there would have been much more time to work on that grant, making the grant application more competitive. I'm a grant writer. I've written a lot of grants for the city. I've gotten a lot of grants with the city, with assistance and without the assistance of staff. And I felt a little bit shut out of the process and very disappointed as the alderman who's been trying to take care of the safety issue for many years. So I guess I would like the council's opinion on the with the 1,000 applications, if it comes down to the question when the city engineer gets a call, what's his answer supposed to be on, oh, we can only fund one of your projects, which one would it be?
What's the grant request for each of them?
So, first of all, I did pose that question to my contact at DOT, and he said if that came down to that question, he would give us plenty of time to have you make that decision. So, to answer your specific question on the ask, if you look on page 116, there's a summary of the grant ask for Marquette Avenue. It says that we are matching 33%, and the grant funding 66%, or $431,000. I will note that this 33% is in-kind services and provided by the adjacent developer, so there would be no out-of-pocket city funds for that.
But the cash from the state would be 431 grand.
Correct. Okay. The in regards to the trail, if you look on page 121, this is an idea. So Marquette Avenue would be construction in 2020. This grant would be a design in 2020 and a construction in 2021. So it was the total improvement cost is $1.6 million, and it's a it'd be a 90-10 match. So,
a dollar? I wasn't paying attention.
So $1.6 million is the total project cost, and that's still somewhat vague because we haven't designed it. There's still a lot of unknowns.
It's going to be 1.4 match.
What's that?
It's going to be 1.4 grant-ish. Okay. All right.
Yes.
So there's a night and day difference on the dollar amounts funded, so let's hope we get to ask the question, get the answer to the question. Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, you know, without this council making a decision tonight, why would we wait when that decision should have been made last Tuesday before the application went in on what our priorities would have been? Now you're pretty much saying, well, you know, if we get asked a question, we'll bring it back. Well, you know, it's here before us, so you're going to add more onto that when, you know, we have it. The motion doesn't eliminate us from, you know, the agenda item doesn't eliminate that for us to be able to rank the projects. Place on file and wait for project. These are options, but that doesn't say that that's what we have to do. So I guess I would make the motion that if the question is asked, that the Pleasant View School emergency access item is a higher priority.
Is there a second to that?
Well, we're still under discussion.
Well,
are we not?
Let's see if we got a second first. Is there a second for that?
I'll second.
Okay, now under discussion, Alderman Nelson.
Okay, a little more back history with this is this 116th Street project was like one of four we were dealing with the county maybe, and this was the lowest priority, but it was one of the four. And now that, you know, this is looks like a competition, you know, I have no problem yielding to the Marquette project or supporting the Marquette project in lieu of this. Yeah, there's, you know, I mean, I'm not going to gamble the public safety piece of it to the usage of that trail, which is somewhat used. I mean, I live close there, somewhat used. It's not like Mr. Cust would be able to, as a resident expert over there, even though he's way on the other side of the street.
I've lived there 40 years.
Well, you're a newbie. So. But
my
that's
for
right. I know Dennis. But so that's the thing is. So I mean, I have no problem supporting what your motion based on that public safety component. I didn't know these two were going to be, and I don't like to use the term married, but they're kind of married together with this whole grant process where you're going to be one or the other. So.
So, Mayor, I thought I heard the city engineer say that there was another opportunity to apply for this in another grant.
There's a TAP. It's a Transportation Assistance Program, I believe, is the abbreviation. So,
and there's also another program where with urban green space grants that help. I mean, that's how we funded the trail through Pleasant View. Have you checked
into
that?
There's CMAC grants. There's a lot of other funds that have traditionally funded trails. The one coming up is the TAP program.
So that we wouldn't be completely eliminated. We just have another opportunity, and then that would you could bring that one back as well and, you know, get approval, and then we'd have plenty of time to work on that one. And then the public would know about it as well because it sounds like Mr. Cust here, there was no opportunity before the grant went in to see if the residents were, maybe they totally wanted to support it. Or not, you know, it's hard to say because no public was given the opportunity. Now, the case of Marquette, we already know where the public stands on that. We've had all kinds of input and begging and requesting, and a fire chief who said that they would prefer that, and I think that's it's pretty strong for that one.
Okay, a couple things before we vote. First off, the 116th Street Trail, I was the only one on the council at the time.
No, I was here. I voted.
The vote, as I recall, was 2-2-2.
I don't recall, but.
And it was a log roll between Alderman Soans and Alderman Skowronski, and that's what ended up happening. The outcry wasn't as, sorry, Mr. Cust, but the outcry was not what is always portrayed. It was several residents who wanted their horse trail, not a bike trail. And that's what ended up happening. So
I just remembered a petition and the father from the church coming and not supporting it. And I remember the mayor at the time. Yeah.
Okay. Your memory's a little different. Anyway, okay. So the other thing on this grant thing, we will express our priority. I think we're getting way ahead of ourselves because there's 1,000 other grants in front of us or along with us. So let's. I'm good with making a priority, but we will continue to apply for grants for various functions. Alderman Mayor.
One quick point I want to make here, Glenn. We talked about the sidewalks on Church Street for years. You know, I was very disappointed when we came out with the conclusion at budget time. I want to keep that on the table.
Yes, sir.
We need to consider that. That's a huge safety issue. Somebody is going to get hit on that road, walking their dog or kids or bikes or whatever. We need a sidewalk there. It's a safety issue. So let's please keep that.
I have not forgot that that is on our list of things to do. I will let you know that we did discuss the Church Street corridor with the county. It's really hard to stretch that into a trail unless I really take some right away and make that a trail, and it's really more of a sidewalk. And when I find a grant, I could shoehorn it in. I'm trying to, but I've got staff working on that as we speak.
And then otherwise for next year's budget, somewhere we need to fit it in as soon as we can. If it has to wait till next year's budget, then so be it. But
yes, sir.
Get it in.
Alderman Willem.
Well, I think we have 6 aldermen that know the needs of their district, and I would appreciate it if each of the aldermen were given the opportunities to, when grants come up, that we're asked what our priorities are. And we represent the people, and if you just have staff just selecting items and putting them in and then coming to us after the fact, it doesn't give our constituents proper open government. It doesn't give the process about what the needs are. Alderman Mayer has a very good point. He has been talking about that project for a very long time. And what if this would have came in to the council the Tuesday before it was due? Maybe we would have ended up putting his project in for this grant instead. So I think it's really important that when grants are due, that the deadlines are watched and the aldermen are notified and the request to put those grants in are approved and prioritized by this council.
Okay. I'm going to stick up for staff because they're aware of these projects. As you heard the response to Alderman Mayer, the city engineer and his staff are working on his issue.
There's no need to stick up for staff. I've just
there is absolutely a need to stick up for staff. They're being taken into account for something that they're already responsible for and working on. I keep saying this.
Mayor, if it hadn't been for me staying up all night working on that grant, you wouldn't have a grant, and maybe that was the intention. So you can stick up for, you can also give me a little credit for putting my work in, which I don't see that anybody worked on that grant. When I got it, it was 5 sentences, and none of those statements met the grant criteria. It would have failed and bombed big time. At least it has somewhat of a chance, and I wish I would have had more time to write it because I'm a good grant writer, and I could have made that a very competitive grant for this city.
And as I mentioned to you in the long phone conversations we had about this as you were working on it, I thanked you for your efforts, appreciate your efforts, but we should also not take this as the pre-election opportunity to take
I would have
staff
done this,
task.
Mayor, before the election.
Alderwoman, I try like the devil not to not
You're
to interrupt you.
You're throwing politics into it, and this is about the needs of the community.
When you say needs of the community,
yes,
and it relates to one project in your neighborhood, that's politics. So anyway,
and this,
all right.
And,
anyway,
and Alderman,
all those in favor
project
of the motion to designate the Mark. Hold on, Mr. City Attorney.
Oh, I understand that the city administrator, who's the detailed expert with regard to the impact fee, needs assessments and code updates from time to time, working with the city consultant. Has reviewed this item with regard to its presence in the existing needs assessment and with regard to the statutory and municipal code provision that impact fees shall be reduced to compensate for monies received from the federal or state government.
Mr. Lambert?
The current facility needs study relative to park trails We knew that not every park trail we might want was already on the map of our corp. We're also aware of the statutory footnotes from settled case law that helps provide additional flexibility to cities. And so in our actual facility needs study, and I'm reading directly from the memorandum that covered that public facility needs assessment as the summary to the Common Council. At the time, this was May of 2015. One of the bullet points relative to Table 24 indicated it added a note under planned trails, bicycle routes, and linkages that states the following. Planned trails, bicycle routes, and linkages are those shown in the Comprehensive Outdoor Recreation Plan or as otherwise approved and authorized by action of the Common Council pending inclusion into the corp. These features may include bridges or boardwalks or other design structures necessary to accommodate geographic demands. The footnote continues to say, this clearly states that the city's intent that these facilities from a planning purpose perspective are not limited to trails shown on the maps of the corp and that other additional trails are clearly intended considerations as are the trail design structures. So if you approve a new trail that isn't specifically in the corp, it should subsequently, staff should subsequently bring forward an amendment to the corp to include it, but it doesn't have to be in advance. We wrote that in our facility needs study, so it clearly complied with some of the statutory guidelines that allowed that flexibility. And it further went on to say, as such, the above items, including the efforts to identify the needs for flexibility in the plans, locations, and features, were intended to clearly reflect the statutory note that, quote, allows a municipality to impose impact fees for a general type of facility without committing itself to any particular proposal before changing the fees, end the quote. To that end, we believe the items as listed achieve the statutory intent that, quote, the needs assessment must simply contain a good faith and informed estimate of the sort of cost the municipality expects to incur for the kind of facility it plans to provide, close the quote. So that is in our public record and our legislative history relative to the adoption of our public facility needs assessment that takes advantage of the flexibility that the states of Supreme Court, I believe, has allowed in a couple of cases. So I think we're in good standing that whether, you know, if this isn't already identified in the corp, we can take action relative to it as long as ultimately we include it in the corp.
And with regard to impact fees to be reduced to compensate for monies received from the state government or federal government?
The reduction of impact fees occurs at two stages within the process. One, in the planning portion where the estimate of the fees are calculated, built into the facility needs study, and then included in your adoption of the fee amount. In other words, if you know you have 20 projects that are going to happen, and I'll use the parks as an example, 20 park projects each at $1 million for a $20 million total cost of all your planned projects, but you anticipate $2 million of that will come back from, you know, state or federal revenue, maybe $1 million from special assessments. You back out all those statutory things identified and end up with, say, $17 million of project eligible costs, and you use that in the basis of the calculation for setting your fee. So that's the first place it's used as a reduction. The second place is when you actually move forward with a specific project. If you then go to a specific project such as this and say, it's now $1 million project, and look, we got a $500,000 grant. So you back that off of the total cost, leaving your remaining net cost to which you apply your percentage, the percentage of allowable impact fee that was also calculated in your facility needs study. So say this project is eligible for 60% of impact fees, then that 60% against your remaining $500 million of eligible or $500,000 of eligible costs would leave you with $300,000 of impact fees. So that applies in two cases, in the planning and then in the actual accounting when an individual project goes forward.
Alderman Mayor, Alderman Barber, Alderman Wilhelm.
Mr. Mayor, you made a blanket statement about sticking up for staff as if we're all being very harsh with staff. I have always been supportive of Glenn. I remain supportive of Glenn. I just want to remind him that that's still a top priority of mine. I haven't had a chance to talk to him since the budget time, and I just wanted to make sure that that was still up there, especially in light of the fact that other projects are coming up and it needs to stay on the burner.
Appreciate that. Your mic was off, so it didn't get recorded. But thank you.
Mine's on, so you probably picked it up.
Well, as long as Glenn knows. And
I do. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Alderman Barber.
I also agree with those comments from Alderman. Alderman Nelson has said he would take a second position on this. Can the amendment just reflect that, and then we can move on?
The motion was to express preference for the Marquette extension.
Can we just make that part of the motion, that would be one and two and move on? Would you add that?
I didn't make the motion, so. So the answer is yes, but make your motion.
I'm asking.
I'll amend it. Did you? Since I made the motion, yeah.
Okay.
Oh. I made the motion.
Yeah, you didn't make it.
That was two motions ago.
I have
she made it.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Ms. Liberta, could you go back to the very first part you read about the council, if it's in the plan, and you came to the part about the council. It was the very first thing you read on that section. If it wasn't in the plan, that if the council...
Plan trails, bicycle routes, and linkages are those shown in the Comprehensive Outdoor Recreation Plan or as otherwise approved and authorized by action of the Common Council.
Stop right there.
Stop right there because it would leave out a condition, which is pending inclusion into the court.
Okay. As otherwise approved by the Common Council and inclusion into the court. So, this is not about attacking staff. It's not about not supporting staff. It's about a process that's required to do things in a sequence so that the aldermen can get their projects brought forward if they have one. And so if it's not in the plan and there's a procedure that it would have to come before council, that would have served two purposes. One, it would have notified the aldermen of the grant application. Two, it would have given them the opportunity to see if they wanted to throw their support. Now, I'm going to call your attention to page 120 in the council packet, which is the grant for the trail. It reads, the Park Commission and the council supports paving the trail. I beg to differ that we have not voted or selected a project, and based on what you read, that is part of the procedure. So, again, I'm not here bashing people. I'm just asking to follow a procedure so we all can understand it.
I don't have the map here in front of me, but I believe I've been shown before that this actually is in the court plan. So that would mean it's been voted on by Common Council among Parks Board and all the other agencies.
I was just going to note that with all due respect to Alderwoman Wilhelm's position, I think the way it was written and included, it doesn't require that happen at the early stages. It doesn't even necessarily require it happen in inclusion of the court before the project starts. It specifically gives us that flexibility in the process to get it in the court. And that really came from our experience with